Welcome to Surviving Life with the Vambillies. The Vambillies are back in the building.
Hey, I almost want to say Merry Christmas because it's all of December's Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? We had like our anniversary show last time we were here. Thank you guys. You were so supportive. We enjoyed that so much. But today, Letitia, what are we talking about?
Today, we're talking about giftings. You know, so many times on the show and outside of the show in our counseling work, we'll always get people asking, how do you know that it's God? How do you know that it's Him talking to you? And today is a show dedicated to exactly that. And it's called God Speaks to Us All Differently. Have we ever found ourselves envying the way that God speaks to others? A lot of the times we want to be spoken to by God in a way that He speaks to those that we are led by in the body. But if He doesn't, we tend to assume that He doesn't speak to us at all. God's ability to create diversely unique things and people a million times over also translates itself in the way in which He speaks to us all differently and individually. Perhaps we take for granted the way God chooses to communicate to us personally because we aren't aware of our unique role in the body of Christ. Just like in the human body, every organ and body part looks and performs different roles. Knowing who you are in Christ is a crucial guide to help you understand how God speaks to you in the way that He chooses.
So I want you today to sit down and really pay attention in the show, because we need you in the body of Christ and we need you in the way that you are designed. You know, and if we can help you embrace that today, it's going to make that big difference. It's not about being like the next person, but embracing that uniqueness that is you. And today the Vambillies hopefully will challenge you in that regard.
Remember that you can contact us on 071-364-0376. Tell us how the Lord speaks to you and let us hear all the diverse ways in which God chooses to communicate with us all.
Yeah, and please don't think it's not important for you to share. It is important. There's someone listening today thinking, but God only talks to me through pigeons, you know. It can't be real.
Pigeons is cool. I'd love to hear about that.
So whether it's a donkey or what, we've seen a lot of things in scripture, okay? So embrace yourself. Join us. WhatsApp 071-364-0376. Now, we also want to ask you, if you're sending a voice note, don't make it a 5-minute voice note. Try to keep it like within a minute. Then it allows us to play it on air. And yeah, but we want to hear from you guys. We're super excited. If there is someone you know, Casting Crowns, Oh Holy Night. It's that time of the year. You are on 103 Impact. All right, Lady V, are you standing by and ready to take us to the next step of our show?
Absolutely, let's go. It's time for the recap. We're already seeing your messages on 071-364-0376, where you're sharing with us the different ways in which God speaks to you. And if you tuned in last night between 6 and 6:30 p.m., where we start off Wednesday's conversation, you would have heard us talking about the different ways in which God speaks to us. And sometimes we take it for granted because the body tends to favor certain gifts and other gifts fall by the wayside. So I must start by talking about something related to how I used to hear the Lord, although I hear Him slightly differently now. The biggest way that I hear God is through dreams. Now, when I was growing up, I thought that everyone dreamt like me. And people call it déjà vu. It's actually déjà vu. So allow me to say déjà vu because I actually speak French.
We are being joined by the French master student, if I may add.
So I would always have these déjà vu moments. And déjà vu means seen before.
Yeah.
And so I would tell my friends, like, oh my gosh, I saw this last night. It's a deja vu. But the older I got, and as I got into the Lord, and, you know, I was young, kind of in university, I would dream about things. And the one night I actually asked the Lord to help me with a test. It was my final test. It was, what, 70% of the year's mark, and I was kind of failing. So I said to the Lord, like, I really need your help, before I went to bed. I dreamt of the whole test, page 1 until 20. But I thought it was God helping me practice and be confident, because I got 97% in the dream. I walk into the class and it's the exact same test, word for word, and I got 97. So those kinds of experiences started teaching me, wait a minute, you're a little bit of a Joseph. Like, we used to do Daniel. Like, come on, you know? And so now we get married and we have a 5-month-old. I think this was our second year of marriage, and our daughter was 5 months old, and I have this explosive dream. Listen to this. I dream that you and I, Danny, are at a restaurant and there is a shootout. I'm talking movie style. And you decide to be the main character and attack these guys. And I'm like screaming. I'm like, Danny, do not attack these guys. It's so dangerous. And the waiters and waitresses are so kind. They take me to the back of the restaurant, into like an alley behind the kitchen, to protect me and the baby. So I'm thinking, Tish, you probably watched The Matrix.
When she told me this, I thought, like, too much movies now. This is no longer God speaking. This is Hollywood, Letitia.
I was like, we probably fell asleep watching some movie. And, you know, the biggest mistake I made that morning is I didn't renounce and rebuke what I had seen in the dream. And with the dream realm, I started to realize you do one of two things when you wake up in the morning. You receive, you renounce, or you pray for more confirmation. I did neither. I just thought, this is cool. This is crazy. Like, we're matrixing with a baby. So I think it was within that week. It wasn't even 1 week. You and I had a meeting at a restaurant. Lo and behold, we went with our baby, who was 5 months old. Now, there was a jewelry store that had opened next to the restaurant, and they got robbed while you and I were at the meeting. And before we knew it, there were gunshots everywhere. And what did the waiters do? They came, they fetched me and my daughter, and we ran into the kitchen. And thankfully, you listened to me and you were not the main character. You ran with us.
I actually, you know, and this is such a key thing, because you shared the dream with me in detail. When it was playing out, I even remembered, because in your dream, we led the group of people into the alley,
yeah,
and met up with the shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got ugly. So I remember now, as they were about to lead everyone to the back, I actually shouted and said, no, let's stay in the kitchen because it's safe. And now I remember this, and you know, so things are playing out in slow motion.
Yeah.
And now we have to go back to Letitia's dream and figure out what not to do.
What did we do to be safe? So that's the degree to which we're talking today about not taking for granted some of the ways in which God talks to you. And it's so strange to me as a dreamer. I don't understand why us believers take our dreams so lightly, when there's entire, you know, big men and women of God who were spoken through dreams. Even Abraham got the initial word about Isaac through a dream after he'd given an offering. Of course, we've got Daniel, we've got Joseph. And so it made it real to me that in the current time, God is still speaking to us in some of those ways.
Now, Letitia, I think it's so important for those who are listening right now. If you are a dreamer, you need to send us a WhatsApp. You know, say, I'm a dreamer, but I've been doubting, or how you deal with it. 071-364-0376. Because when Letitia and I got married, I actually had to rebuke her. Like, lady, we're going to get killed because you're not taking your dreams seriously. And the Lord is talking to you. And you know what? We started realizing that not only would God speak to her, but the things would happen. You know, so yeah. I had to start asking her, okay, you dreamt about it, but did you pray?
Yeah.
You know, what was the result? Sometimes the Lord will show her very detailed things about what someone is going through. And she'll think, ah, no, not that person. And then it would turn out to be real.
Mm-hmm.
So someone had to shake her up. Her husband had to be like, yo, I'm your pastor now.
And I must say, as we continue forward talking about the ways God speaks to us and how it grows, do you know that I used to dream literally and I still dream literally? But now, over time and spending time in scripture with the word, it's become so figurative as well. Mm. Where I know if I see a car in my dream, for example, it means a life or a destiny. Mm. And so if I see a family in a car, the husband must always be driving the car. If anyone else is driving the car, it means the husband has absconded. The children must be in the back, the wife in the passenger seat. So your giftings grow. Even if you're a dreamer, it doesn't stay the same. So you want to stay tuned to today's show as we talk about the different ways God speaks to us and how these gifts grow. Just listening to Rend Collective with Hallelujah. Anyway, listen, Danny, I don't know what we got ourselves into with today's conversations, but the messages are coming in thick and fast. I would advise, do not leave this conversation, because we're going to talk about the different ways in which what we see, hear, and perceive in the spirit can also be manipulated. So we're going to talk about prayer, confirmation. Everything you see is not necessarily God, and the mature walk of a believer is to tell the difference between the Father's voice and someone else's voice. The spirit realm is not just Jehovah. It's other things happening there. Now, that being said, we talked about my journey with the Lord and how God speaks to me primarily through dreams. Now, when I got married to a certain young man, he was hearing God speak to him like a person. And I thought, this man must be insane. You know, at that point, I'm coming from my psychology degree. So I first had to consider if he's like psychotic and if he's hearing voices, if he's got multiple personality disorder. I think today it's called DID. Or if this man was actually hearing from God. The amount of times he would wake up in the morning and Danny would say, "The Lord said we must do this." And I was like, "Dude, how do you know? I'm also here. How do you know?" So I have to hear, Danny, how did you start to realize that God was speaking to you the way that he does?
You know, for me, this topic is so important because it's how my journey began. You know, I got saved. I loved scripture. But there was a problem. I also noticed that the church environment had so many people who wanted to be in front, you know, and some of them, you could tell they weren't necessarily called, okay, but they liked the pulpit. So when I got saved, I started asking myself, I'm like, what is this passion and desire that I have for the word of God? And then I just concluded that, you know what, it's just something you want and you enjoy, so don't take it any further because it's just you. Until the Lord started talking to me. Now, it was weird because I'm hearing a voice talking to me, speaking to me about being called, and then at the same time, I have the desire for it. So I started asking him, I'm like, how do I know this is not me with the love that I have for scripture, convincing myself that I am called? Then I heard the same audible voice tell me, I'm going to take you overseas and I'm going to confirm. And at that point, I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere. I have no plans of traveling. In literally, guys, within a month, I was in America. I'd stopped my education, the way things just kept happening. Now, I find myself in New York and the voice is still louder. And the voice is like, the first thing God told me was, the whole time you're in America, don't touch your salary. I'm going to take care of you. I'm thinking, okay, this must be crazy. Now, this one is impossible. And guess what? The whole time I was there, I would get tips for like $1,000, you know, things that just did not make sense. But because it didn't make sense, it became confirmation. I remember being reaching a point where it was so real for me. And the Lord told me, I'm going to make you travel. You're going to travel all over America. And I thought, but there's no plans. I don't know anyone here. And literally the next day, another guy called Danny came to me and told me, listen, I just feel we should do a trip, a road trip throughout America, you know. So it was, again, things I couldn't plan. I didn't speak to anyone. I didn't convince anyone. Now, on that trip, because it got so serious, I had to really ask the Lord, look, if this is you and I'm supposed to accept this calling, prove it to me. I'm in a country where no one knows I'm called. I don't know a church here, but let me preach while I'm here. Let me be given a pulpit by someone you've spoken to, and then I will know that I know it is you. And hello and behold, I was in Miami. We stayed at a certain pastor's house. I didn't even know she was a pastor. She turned out to be a pastor. The Lord spoke to her, and I ended up preaching in a Korean church. But to take it a step further, I again said to the Lord, if it is you, I will not prepare anything because I want you to speak through me. I want a relationship that is dependent on you. And again, beloved, that was exactly what the Lord did. Now, I'm saying this to say a lot of us, sometimes you're not sure. Are you hearing God? Or is it a figment of your imagination? Or must Letitia diagnose you with some DID or something? But those experiences, the way I came into ministry, affirmed that the Lord is speaking to me. And it set a foundation where from that time till now, I am sure and I am certain, and I've grown in hearing the voice. I've learned to separate it from my own voice. I've learned to separate it from my own desires. And I've also learned to get confirmation from Scripture, because your desires can interfere.
I was just about to say, me as a dreamer, you as someone who hears God, we've both had experiences where something else got involved, where you heard a voice that wasn't God telling you to do something. Yes. And I had dreams that weren't God, things that were manipulated to make someone or something look a certain way. So it's really important, as we stay tuned to today's show, to show you the importance of staying close to the vine so that you know even when your gift is being manipulated or when it's actually God.
All right, so we are having this very deep conversation, and yes, we are talking about the beautiful, loud ways that the Lord has spoken to us. You know, we spoke about Letitia's vivid dream that looked like a movie and it came to pass. We spoke about my own example of how I came to hearing from the Lord and hearing Him confirm my calling. But what we also want to emphasize is God speaks in simplicity.
Mm.
And sometimes we want to complicate the way God speaks. And what I've seen is, especially there's an era of preachers that came up that wanted to do the exegesis. You know, they wanted to break down the word. And the more they wanted to break it down, the more it got complicated and complex. And all of that made us as the church appreciate complexity more than we do simplicity.
Mm.
And now it's like the small still voice became no longer good enough. The simple way that the Lord speaks to us became like, no, I don't want that. I want the burning bush moment. I want it to be loud. I want Him to over confirm. Beloved, that is dangerous. It's not just dangerous, but it crosses into taking for granted that we can hear God's voice in the first place. Be careful of envying what you think is powerful, what you see as, you know, maybe your leader. Your church pastor operates in a certain anointing, and now you decide, you know, you decide that the way God speaks to you is no longer enough because it's not the way God speaks to Danny Van Billy or the way God speaks to Letitia Van Billy. That is not right.
Mm.
Do not take for granted that there are many people who are disconnected from the Spirit of the Lord, who wish just for one day they could hear him speak clearly the way you do. So we have to choose to appreciate the small, still voice and to be led by the voice of the Lord. When we come back, Letitia is going to go in, but I wanted to drop this nugget quickly and I want you to hold on to it because it's so important for you to appreciate the way the Lord speaks to you.
We're talking about your different giftings this morning / afternoon on SLWV on Impact 103. And let's talk about how the gifts don't stay small. The more time you spend with the Lord, the more those giftings begin to grow. And we're actually encouraged in 1 Corinthians 14 verses 12 to 15. The Apostle Paul speaks about excelling in the gifts and also being eager to have the gifts of the Spirit. And when we take for granted that these gifts are coming from God and that God is speaking to us, we are unable to then grow the thing that God has given us. I think that earlier I spoke about how I used to dream just literally, and now I dream very figuratively. The more time you spend with the Lord, the more the Lord will give you an idea of what certain colors mean. I mean, if you're a dreamer like me, please always go to scripture, especially after you have specific dreams. We saw a message earlier, which we'll read later on in the show, talking about getting confirmation from more than one person, which is also important, but your gift is not isolated, right? Danny earlier was speaking about how different your gifts can be, and we see that in 1 Corinthians 12 verses 18 to 21, where the different giftings in the body of Christ are likened to different body parts, right? The leg doesn't have to be the eye, the ear doesn't have to be the head. But even though these specific parts of the body are specialized, even in medicine, the ear doctor, the eye doctor, the leg doctor, right? You can specialize in one part of the body. It doesn't negate the importance of the other parts of the body. And I want to bring that into this conversation to say that your gift does not operate individually. So even when you get a word, it is very, very important, number one, that the gifts are able to grow and that you are able to get confirmation. And then thirdly as well, some of the things that we see in 1 Corinthians 14, 12 to 15 is that the Apostle Paul is essentially saying, push yourself a little bit with the giftings, you know, where if you have a dream you don't understand, go into scripture. I mean, if you see a donkey in your dream and you don't understand what a donkey means, go to scripture and try to see what scripture generally says about donkeys. I mean, the other day my daughter dreamt about pigs, right? And immediately I was like, that's not good. Because I know in scripture, wherever we saw pig, it wasn't necessarily good. So God will then give you the ability to be able to interpret some of the dreams. And that's why you see Joseph being able to so elaborately talk about the years of famine and the years of riches that were happening. It's because this is someone that really sat with the Lord, guys. This is someone who knew, in my dreams, when I see a cow or when I see a piece of wheat, this is what it means. I know people who minister through song. When I say minister through song, I'm not talking about people who sing. No, I'm talking about people who hear a message from God however they hear it. And when they deliver the message, the Lord tells them to do it in song. And people start manifesting in the building because there's something about releasing it in song that is powerful. And I actually want to read it. It's 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15. The Apostle Paul says, so what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. So that part of the scripture, we see that the Lord can give a word of wisdom from someone who is singing. So today we're talking about not neglecting the different ways in which God speaks to you, and we'll have more on this after the break. You're listening to the beautiful sounds of Chris Sly with What Child. It's that beautiful Christmas season where we get to celebrate the joy of our Lord. And I love to hear all the carols and the worship in music.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra.
finally come to that moment in the show where we get to read your messages and hear your thoughts, experiences, and opinions on today's topic. We're going to start off with Annalise, who says, good morning, beautiful people. He speaks to me through nature, his word, a person, a song, and a quiet whisper like a thought. And sometimes it's just a knowing. I love that. I love that you said nature, because I was just going to go into that in one of the links we're just going to have about how God can speak to you through the things that are happening around you as well.
Yep. And I think also she added there, confirming by two or three witnesses, which I think is also very important, to just wait for the Lord to confirm. Now, we had someone also sent a very interesting one. Good morning. I had a dream about someone that I work with, and I never thought of proposing her. I had a first dream where I hear her whispering in my ears by saying that I am a good guy, but we don't match with the height. The height's always an issue. I had a dream again about her, and this time she was holding my left hand, and it was like we were in a relationship. She's single and I'm also single. We have a good communication, and she was my supervisor before. I like her behavior because she's very kind and humble. I'm a good dreamer or spiritually gifted. I am battling with this dream.
Can I jump in here as a dreamer real quick?
All right.
You know, whenever we start dreaming about romantic things and relationships, the first step I would tell you is take as much time as you need for the Lord to confirm whether it's Him and the way in which we should go. Secondly, I must tell you, when I was an early dreamer, I thought that every guy I dreamt about was my husband. It was the most confusing thing, where I would even have a dream that I'm walking with someone. But over time, I began to learn that it was a season where God was particularly talking to me about that person, and it was the manifestation of my prophetic gift, and it wasn't necessarily me being in a relationship with that person. Romantic dreams are particularly dangerous because they can be manipulated. Remember, who you marry sets the tone for your entire life. It is not a decision to take lightly, and so the first thing you have to figure out is whether this is God or something else. Either God is directing you where you should go, or the enemy is misdirecting you where you shouldn't be. And so step one that I would say is go to God with that dream and ask Him for as much confirmation as you need to move forward, but do not rush. That's a very, very big decision.
Someone else also said, last night too early this morning, I dreamt of a bridegroom about to marry, but there was a very formidable evil gang determined to not let the wedding happen. And it kept chasing after the bride, who had to be hidden and whisked away in a mafia type move. Woke up when she was hidden in a place, but she was glowing so bright with an inner purity and innocence. I don't consider myself a dreamer because I have very prolific imaginations, but listening to this message immediately after this experience made me rethink that it's not a coincidence. Thanks to Van Billy. I wanted to say, Anastasia, you need to take your dreams seriously. God is the person who made you someone of a prolific imagination, like you made it, or you wrote it. Respect that. That is your design, and it's in your design that the Lord will choose to speak to you.
Yes, and if I could say something about that quickly, because you're asking about what that dream means, I think the dreamer in me is going nuts now, you know, interpreting the dream. But when you get a dream like that, number one, always go to scripture and then write it down according to what you think it's saying in scripture. Leave it that way and then ask God for confirmation. As you know, in scripture, the bride is the church. So you could be getting a corporate word about what's happening in the world versus in the body of Christ right now. But going to scripture, take those key words, write it down, and then ask the Lord for further confirmation.
Yeah, and I believe Revelations 12 came up as I read that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Go and read it and see. It's such a similar picture. And then Crystal also said, he feels that he needed to reach us. If there's any other way of speaking to us in person, yes, there is. We will send you that number. We when we started with the show, the Lord was specific with us to not meet with people, but Recently, he did give us the go ahead. So there is a number which Letitia, you can read out. Though we are closed during this time of the year, but early in January, we'll be seeing people. So you can reach out to this number, make your booking, and then we will surely see you in the beginning of the year.
That WhatsApp number is 081-640-9372. Again, it's 081-640-9372. That's where you can reach us personally. WhatsApps are always best.
All right. And then also, if you want to email, it looks like you're not a Facebook person, but I believe that's the best number. You can WhatsApp and then someone will reach you. We have someone helping us with the bookings and they will do that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to quickly play a few songs. When we come back, we are going to look at your voice notes.
Speaking English or ukumsha, I mean this division, this word that you have just said, Sister Letitia, that deja vu or whatever, but they like to get into the higher grade English, whereas I understand that life is spiritual, so everything is controlled in a spiritual realm. Where now in your dream we can all safe to say it was what the Lord was showing you ahead of you. Hey, yeah.
Good morning, saints. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the message. I dream a lot, and when I dream something that is bad or something, anything, I pray in the morning about that thing. I cast, I read Psalms 23 for protection if it's something bad. Until someone said, no, you are not supposed to be a born again. So, but I didn't believe that until you guys today, you preach about that thing. And thank you for that. Please, and God bless you.
Yo, thank you so much for your messages. Nomava, you made me laugh there with the deja vu. And I'm the same. I personally believe that this is the spirit realm that's giving you some warning ahead of time. And then just to speak on Paseka's message, who said that she was being told she can't be born again because she dreams a lot. Danny, where does that even come from when we see so many instances of dreaming being used by God in scripture?
You know, I think sometimes, especially in the African culture, we have a lot of people who see things but not necessarily through God.
Come on.
And they see it through dreams. So now it becomes confusing when you meet a believer who God uses through dreams. Now you don't know, is this still God or is this an evil thing? You know, especially in families where maybe there was a sangoma who sees things in dreams. Now you're not sure. So someone hasn't had time to explain to you that, look, even in scripture, we see God speaking through dreams. But just because God speaks through dreams, it doesn't mean the devil doesn't mimic it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to be careful and be aware that the mimicking is there. But just because the devil mimics something, that does not take away from the original source,
which is God.
So it's so important for you to know what is in scripture. So you start off in scripture first. Mm-hmm. So what do we see in scripture? We see God using dreams to speak to people. So does God speak to people through dreams? Yes,
he does.
Why? Because we see it in scripture. Now, does that eliminate the fact that there are families who through a different source, through familiar spirits, see things through dreams? No, it doesn't eliminate. And you can find that. So sometimes, even as a dreamer who is saved, you need to pray. If that is a general gifting in your family, You need to submit it to God.
Yes,
first.
I was going to say that as a dreamer, and my family are dreamers, especially if you find it's a gift in the family, that means it's a bloodline thing. And you know, with bloodlines, guys, it's 50-50. Whenever you hear bloodline, it's either from God or it's from the other side. So the first thing I did with the Lord once I realized that I'm a dreamer was I submitted my dream realm to Him. Because, guys, we don't know who did what in 1950, 2000. We don't know. So I said to the Lord, Lord, I do not know by which means I am able to see the way that I see. But Lord Jesus, I ask you right now through the blood of the Lamb, if there's anything connecting me to a divination spirit and that's why I see the way I see, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask for confirmation that indeed I see through you. And I remembered shortly after that getting a word from a man or woman of God saying, the Lord says that you are a prophetess in His kingdom. And that gave me the freedom to say, listen, I don't know where the seed comes from in my family, where people see, but I know that I see through God. And this is the importance, Paseka, of listening to your dream. This is, I'm going to give you another crazy dream. You know, when my husband says I dream, he's not joking. I had this insane dream one day and I was taking a nap. And in that nap, I had a dream that this particular girl that I know came to visit my house. When she visited my house, she started to manifest. And in the dream, I saw an old lady, an old familiar spirit sitting in this girl. And I called out the woman of old, and the woman of old came out. I mean, she was probably 200 years old. She looked so old. The hair was white and reaching the floor. When I woke up from that dream, my nanny called me downstairs and she says, Letitia, you have a visitor. And I said to her, I'm not expecting anyone. And she said, there's a girl here at the house to see you. When I get downstairs, you're going to get chills. It was the girl that I just dreamt about in nap time. She had come to see me because there's something she needed to give me. Guys, the moment she walked into my house, she started getting dizzy. And I did not know what to do. So I called Danny. I said, listen, this girl's dizzy. I don't know what to do. And he knew about the dream. And he said, Tish, it's the dream. You have to do a deliverance. And guess what? I just tried it. I pointed at that girl. I said, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of old, get out of this girl right now. She fell to the ground and she was freed on that day. That's how much, if you ignore your dream realm, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, give it to God and allow Him to show you what it is that He's actually trying to tell you.
Beloved, this is a journey and we are walking it together. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
What's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Griff.
The afters are never going back to okay. I hope today you are going to learn to not going back to how things were. You know, don't take for granted your gifting. I actually want to share something, you know, just in regards to encounters. I had one as well, just to agree with Annalise. Annalise just spoke about a dream she had where it was almost like someone came to pray for her. I was doing a deliverance on someone and I actually had a prayer session with them because this person kept getting sick. Whenever they had job opportunities, they'd get involved in accidents and all kinds of things. Anyway, the Lord showed me clearly that this is demonic, and we had a deliverance session where there was all kinds of manifestations and stuff. But after the sessions, I think like a month or two after, I wasn't even aware, but he kept having dreams, and in the dreams I would pray with him and I would show him scriptures, you know. And he said he started waking up and reading the scriptures. Honestly, I was not aware until one day he came up to me and he just said, yo, I want to thank you for the scriptures. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, yet I was praying for him, not knowing how the Lord is intervening. Yeah. There are things that are spiritual that we don't understand. And Annalise was saying here that, you know, she saw in a dream someone at church coming to pray for her, and then woke up and the person even sent them a message. These things do happen. Yeah. In fact, that's how Letitia and I came together.
Oh, yes. You know, it was a dream.
God actually spoke to me and told me to pray for her. And for 2 weeks, I've been praying for her. I didn't know she was in a different country. She was in France at that time. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking she's around the corner. The Lord showed me exactly what she was going through. Mm-hmm. I had no proof. But when she reached me, and she was trying to, you know, not be direct about what she was going through, but the Lord had already shown me.
Yes. Now, why did I reach you? Because the Lord said, reach Danny.
Yes.
Because I was in such a distress and I was overseas.
Yeah.
And he actually said, because I didn't have Danny's name in my mind readily available. I hadn't seen him in, I think, a year and a half. Mm. And the Lord said to me, go to Facebook and I will show you where to stop. Now, in this instance, I actually heard an audible voice in my room. So I go to Facebook, and when I got to the name Danny, I saw that he was doing ministry. So I thought, oh, it must be him because he's a pastor type, you know. And I inboxed him, and my first question to him was, where do people go when they commit suicide? And that's why he was so forward with me, because he had seen 2 weeks prior in a vision, you know, some people call their dreams visions, as they should, that I was in a distress.
What she was going through, mm-hmm. I had no proof. But when she reached me, and she was trying to, you know, not be direct about what she was going through, but the Lord had already shown me.
Yes. Now, why did I reach you? Because the Lord said, reach Danny.
Yes.
Because I was in such a distress and I was overseas.
Yeah.
And he actually said, because I didn't have Danny's name in my mind readily available. I hadn't seen him in, I think, a year and a half. Mm. And the Lord said to me, go to Facebook and I will show you where to stop. Now, in this instance, I actually heard an audible voice in my room. So I go to Facebook, and when I got to the name Danny, I saw that he was doing ministry. So I thought, oh, it must be him because he's a pastor type, you know. And I inboxed him, and my first question to him was, where do people go when they commit suicide? And that's why he was so forward with me, because he had seen 2 weeks prior in a vision, you know, some people call their dreams visions, as they should, that I was in a distressful situation. Something had happened 2 weeks prior to me alone in Europe that made me feel that way. So imagine if you dismissed your dream. God knows if I would have gone through with that thought processing, number one. Number two, I was your entire wife, and you didn't even know that, like, you're inboxing your wife right now. And when I inboxed you, I had no idea that you would one day be my husband. But listening to the still and steady voice, and when we talk about the still and steady voice, I know this topic has gotten really deep really quickly, because the spirit realm is not very shallow. Please remember that in order to get to the big things, you have to start with the small things. It's
Come
as
on.
Simple as, and we still get the small things. We traveled last week, as those of you know, it was our 9th anniversary. And I want to say a personal thank you as well for all the messages we've received in hindsight. Congratulations and all that. Blessings to you guys. And so we took a trip to celebrate that anniversary. And both of us rebuked ourselves on the trip, because we went somewhere that was very cold. You guys know Gauteng's been going through a heat wave. And we left the province with nothing but summer clothes. And when we got where we were, and it was 11 degrees, freezing cold and raining, both of us said, you know, I heard the Holy Spirit say, bring a jacket.
Yeah. I looked at Letitia like, I heard the Lord, but I just thought, nah, it's so hot.
And I said to him, me too. In fact, look, I've grabbed a lighter jacket, because the Lord said at least bring something. And so we're just here to say that even in the small things, even with us to this day, if you want to grow in the Lord, try testing him on the small things. Oh, he said I should bring the blue bag. Mm. Try bringing the blue bag and see what happens. Please don't wait for these big bombastic things to start happening, and then you're expecting something. We grow with the Lord. We all start as babes, and we grow to the point of being able to eat meat.
The small still voice will always be so important. It will save you time. It will save you money. Sometimes when the Lord has spoken, and even when we were leaving, mm-hmm. the car we chose to take ended up being the right car for the trip, you know. And I'm saying this because a lot of us want God for life decisions. You know, when you're choosing who you want to marry or the job that you need. But you don't realize that the Lord is available for your everyday decision. Which road you take that could avoid an accident.
Come on now.
You know, where do you go? And there's favor waiting for you. What color clothes you wear? One of our friends got married. Because the Lord told her, wear a red dress today. And told her husband, you're going to meet your wife. She'll be wearing a red dress. And they've been married now over 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. Or close to 20 years. I'm not too sure. But we're just saying to you that the small, still voice is still the Lord's voice. You with the Vambillies, we want to hear from you. Send us your voice notes, 0713640376. Try to keep it under a minute so we can play it on air and everyone can hear how the Lord has been working in you.
We're talking about different giftings in the Lord today, and we just got a message from Santi Smith, and she was talking about how, well, Santi, you asked at the end of your message how you would interpret this dream. How I would perceive what you've said is it's an end time dream. Essentially, she dreamt she was in the second realm. I took that as second heaven, and if you do a bit of research, you'll realize that that's more Sheol or hell, where the souls go to perish. And she had this vivid vision of people screaming for help and crying for help, and she didn't know how to help them. So Santi, as I was listening to your voice note, the sense that I got, and of course always take these things to the Lord, is we all have an end times mission. And I felt in my spirit that the Lord was giving you a heart for your end time mission. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to testify about it in church right now or even on radio right now. You need to spend more time with God to find out what that's about. But the sense I was getting is there is something God will ask you to do. And this vision will give you the sensitivity of why you should do it, because you have seen how people will perish in the lake of fire. You have seen the gnashing of teeth and the screaming that scripture speaks about. You asked for scripture references. I can't give you any off of the top of my head right now, but if you go online and you ask for any end time scriptures or scriptures that speak of not heaven, hell, then you can get some more clarity on what your dream means. But I feel like the Lord is showing you the consequences of a life after him, after this realm, so that when you are called to do what you need to do, you do it with that love for these people who might perish.
Now, speaking of calling, there's one scripture I'd like to touch on, and this is quite personal for me as well, and it's one of the reasons I've really been slow to fully enter into ministry, okay? 1 Corinthians 12 verse 28 to 31. It says, and God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles and the gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all do work or work miracles? Do all gifts of healings? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, right? Mm. Love is indispensable. And yet I show you the most excellent way. Now I'm reading this to say, we living in a time where we are seeing a lot of fake apostles, a lot of fake prophets, a lot of people who have used genuine gifts to rob the church, you know, to make a spectacle of the work of the Lord. So what it's done is some of us who are even genuinely called no longer want to associate with those areas. Some of you are prophetic, but you've seen this fake prophets and you're like, God, don't involve me in prophecy. I don't want to be labeled a fake prophet, you know, or someone who's here trying to steal from people. Now, it becomes worse if you are a South African of foreign descent, because now you're like, yo, they might think I'm one of those fake, you know, prophets from whichever country who's come to South Africa to rob people. And meanwhile, I've been raised here my whole life. But I'm just saying that a lot of us are now afraid to even embrace our areas of calling because we've seen the fake. We are afraid to embrace our, when God is speaking to us in dreams, because we've seen the fake. Or you've had someone come and fakely tell you that God showed them you were pregnant and then you were not, you know. So let's be careful to not use the fake as the standard for calling. You know, at school, and I always use this example, when we are in school and schools have competitions, let's say for maths, we don't take the worst case scenario. You don't take the child with the F and say, okay, you with your F in maths, go and represent the school. No. We'll find the A-plus student and we'll bring them all together. But when it comes to us in the church, it's like we've forgotten the genuine. We've forgotten the generals that God has used even way before us, who walked in prophecy, who had the apostolic calling, who did deliverances, you know. But now we are like afraid, oh man, deliverance minister, you know, are we going to eat grass? Are we going to, guys, embrace yourself. And I'm speaking this not about the ministers. I'm speaking to you about you and your calling. Stop rejecting your calling because you've seen the abuse of your calling. Stop rejecting the way God wants to use you because you've seen others misuse that area. In fact, it's because you have stayed out that people no longer have a comparison to say, look, this one is genuine and this one is fake. What's happened is because we've ran away due to the fakes, now people don't even have real examples. I'm saying this to encourage us, embrace your calling and walk fully in it. The world needs to see a light.
This is music.
Hi, Danny and Letitia. This is Dineo. So I was just listening to when Letitia spoke about how she submitted her dream realm and a dream world to Jesus when she started having dreams. So just this morning, actually, I was just thinking about it, that I have dreams and I see myself dreaming. I know that I've been dreaming. But when I wake up in the morning, I don't remember a single thing about that dream. And I was thinking, I need to start praying about this. I need to start asking the Lord for help as to how I can come about to remember my dreams. Because every night before I go to bed, I seek the hand of the Lord, asking him to show me in my dreams, to speak to me in my dreams. And yeah, then I get this message from Letitia, and I'm just amazed by it. So thank you so much for that,
Letitia. That dream is it just reminded me of something that happened to me a couple of years ago as well. A lady in our church, I was sleeping the one night, and she came to me in a dream. I believe God translated her. Now thinking back, I know what happened. God translated her in the spirit while she was sleeping, while I was sleeping, to deliver me. And she didn't recall. I actually sent her a Facebook message after that, and she didn't know anything about it. It was just the way God used her, and unbeknownst to herself, you know, it was awesome. And so, yeah, that's interesting. It just reminded me of that. It was awesome. And was very, very vivid and very, very real. And awesome. Praise God.
Thank you so much, ladies, for your messages. I just wanted to speak to Danelle quickly. Danelle, there was a season in my life where I could not remember my dreams. And if you were here at the beginning of the show, I literally saw myself, our firstborn and Danny in a shootout. So imagine if I couldn't remember that dream. The Lord started showing me that the inability to remember your dreams is the enemy's way of stealing what you're being told at night. If Daniel's dreams were stolen, we wouldn't have a book of Daniel. And we wouldn't have all the testimonies that came out of that. If Joseph's dreams were stolen, then he wouldn't be able to be the steward of the finances of Egypt and be what he became generationally for his family. So what I did, Dino, in that season is I asked the Lord every single night, Father, I ask you to bring to remembrance everything that you will show me this night in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know what started happening is that even though I wouldn't remember it first thing in the morning, I'd remember it like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or something would happen at 5 o'clock and I'd say, wait a minute, I just had this dream this evening. So that is something you must pray, that God brings remembrance to your dream. Memory is power. The Lord uses it, the enemy uses it too. Secondly, I must reiterate, the dream realm is not innocent, okay? And so when you are starting to see things in the dream realm, especially if you see that there is a gift that's familial, that's generational, you don't know why it is generational. It could be generational because someone conjured it up. And it could be generational because the Lord is the one that gave the dream. As the person that's now dealing with that gift, you have to resubmit it to God and say, God, I'm not sure where this is from, but I need your confirmation of what you want me to do with it, if anything at all. Just to prove to you how dangerous the dream realm is, Job 33 came to mind as I was listening to you, Annalise and Dineo as well. Job 33 verses 14 says, for God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, He may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings. The Smiths, you sent us a message, Santi Smith, terrify you with warnings to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from their pits, their lives from perishing by the sword. Now, when you read, it's Job 33 verses 14 to 18, please read it in all different translations. What you'll realize about this scripture is that dream and deep sleep is dangerous. Because you've heard so many times someone went to sleep and didn't wake up. We can call it whatever we want to call it medically. Only that person knows spiritually what took them to the other side. There's so many places in scripture where deep sleep is akin to death. So when you're sleeping and the dream realm is operating, it is not an innocent realm. So I would, you know, encourage anyone at the sound of my voice to say, before you go to sleep, give that dream realm to the Lord and then ask the Lord for remembrance and confirmation in the morning of what you do about what you've seen. Number one, go to scripture. I would even say the confirmation of people comes second, because not everyone coming to you is telling you something of the Lord. I had a specific word this dream of something I had this year, of something I had to do. And yes, I did see it in various dreams. And someone else came and gave me a contrary word. Now, this person, we didn't listen to them because I knew that God had told me to do this specific thing. Today, as I speak to you, I'm no longer in contact with this person because the Lord came to confirm that I wasn't supposed to be there. So imagine if I took this word and I wasn't supposed to be there. So I would say your first confirmation is always scripture, and then the Lord will bring various confirmations through other means.
Yes, and someone else sent us, I see they even added a voice note, said, hi, good people. I had a dream where my pastor brought a guy who had an amputated arm, and he said I must pray for him for his healing. Could this mean the gift of healing? And this is what we were saying. I don't want to give you a confirmation that this means a gift of healing, but instead, what I want to encourage you to do is take that dream before God in prayer and say, Father God, you've given me this dream. What does it mean? Lead me to scriptures. So if you start falling into scriptures on healing, and then also ask the Lord to bring people who you've not even spoken to about your dream, and let them come and confirm, you know, without knowing. That's always the best way. Now, Last but not least, be very careful of people who want you to just take their interpretation or words that they have for you without you consulting God. And Letitia's right. We had that experience recently where someone came and was giving us the exact opposite word of what the Lord had told us. And they were so insistent that we need to receive this word from the Lord. And we knew that this was exactly the opposite of what the Lord had said. So don't be quick to run with something because the person had said that God told them. Now, another message came here. Hi, fam. Is there any way that I can get a repeat of today's show? I unfortunately missed the first hour. So this show will be online on YouTube. Letitia, can you just give us those details for Impact Live, right?
Yes. So if you want the show as it was last night, you can go to @TheVanBillies on all social media platforms, including on YouTube. But you can also go to the Impact Radio YouTube, where you will see this show, the recording live as we are in studio. Then you can listen to that as well. It's called Impact Online on YouTube, and you can find the recordings there. To Nonopa, quickly, that dream about the arm, when you go into scripture, ask God to show you which hand was broken. Was it the left hand? Was it the right hand? The Lord might be calling you to pray for their righteousness. But just seek that in scripture and let the Lord lead you.
Well, it's time for us to go, man. It's been such an amazing show. We've loved being here with you. Stay blessed. You can catch us next week, same time, same place.
Yes.
For those of you who wanted maybe to speak to us, you can WhatsApp
081-640-9372.
All right. And remember that we are closed for the year, but we're making plans and someone will contact you to book for next year. You're with the VanBillies. Goodbye. It's been amazing. Thank you, Lady V.
Thank you, Danny V, and see you guys next week, where we talk about how the wilderness is not your home.
The wilderness shall not be your home. Who can tell me?